just hit play. I mean, I just hit record it on my podcast. Hey guys, what is up? Wow, what has an incredible day has been. Okay, so perfectionism. I want to talk about this because I feel like this is what's stopping a lot of us, including myself in the past, that I don't want to do anything about it. Like, I literally use it to stop myself because I would say that, you know what, it's not perfect. So if you got jumping on and you have this problem, or sometimes you kind of get stuck in this problem, stay to the end, okay? Stay to the end, and I'm going to give you 3 tips that you can actually do, and it will really transform your life. But you gotta have to promise to do it, okay? Because I can't change your life. Only you can change your life. So, I mean, this works for me and it works for so many other people. I'm just like, you know, a PT, whatever. I give you the tools, but you know, you gotta really got to learn how to do that. So before I get into the 3 tips, I wanted to explain or give you a background to say, you know, what it is actually, why we actually have that, and why do I even call it a form of insecurities. All right. So, So the reason why we are paralyzed by, hey Amanda, hey, oh, I've got a quick one, thank you. So the reason why we are paralyzed by perfectionism is because when we were growing up, we were so used to when you were this curious, lively, full of, you know, energy, you know, doing amazing, like just fearless, right? And then what happens is that our parents trying to keep us safe, so they telling us, no, you can't do that, no, 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 you know, so it's too dangerous. So what happens is that we develop the reason why, like growing up, we become, right now, I would say that we are masters and geniuses of what we cannot do. Okay, I'll repeat it. Because of our conditioning, because of the reason why we were kept in, our parents bringing us up like the way they are, we are now masters and geniuses of why we cannot do certain things, okay? Instead of we can, but it's we can't. So we are master of knowing what we cannot do. Okay, so that's something that I want you to sit with, that because when I found that out, I thought, oh my goodness, that is like amazing. Like I was just, it's like a light bulb went off in my head. Okay, so we no longer be that lively child. We no longer become, living in the moment, but we're just fearful because I'm like, oh, what's the next step's gonna be? So hearing 100 times a day, would you not say that becomes an affirmation? Like if you were to do the same thing every single day, do it to yourself now because you no longer need parents. If you say to yourself every single day, I am amazing, I am phenomenal, I can do this, I am consistent, I am fabulous, whatever that means, you know, I am flying high, I am infinite potential. If you say that to yourself 100 times a day, would you not change the way you act? Right, so a lot of people are too worried about, you know, changing the actions. Okay, so they, you know, for example, if you're losing weight, so if you wanted to lose weight, what do a lot of people do? Okay, to lose weight, I need to, you know, stop eating, or I eat something else healthier, and I exercise. But why is it that some people, when they eat the same food, some people still don't gain weight? Right, so it's not really in the doing, it's really in the being. So, you know, and then the reason why, like, and also when you just go straight to the action and trying to do it, so you say, you know, I'm gonna lose weight, right? So you go and eat all this food, but how long before you give that up? 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, right? Because you are not coming from the inside, you are not coming from the place of be. So you gotta, you know, you gotta, that's why I wanted to talk about, you know, a lot of people, that's why, like for me, that's kind of got stopped me in at the beginning as well, because we jump right into the action. Okay, I'm kind of digressing a bit, so I'm just gonna look at my notes. I'm just trying to be cool. I'm like, don't look at my notes, and I'm like, oh, I just stop it up. All right, so perfectionism is someone else's insecurity projected on you. Okay, it's somebody else saying that you can't do certain things. So your parents back then, I get it. I mean, our parents, we're trying to keep us safe, you know, because we were little, so we don't know what we're doing. But keeping us safe, which means also now that becomes our ego, and that's like our ego become our parents. So it's trying to keep us safe. So what safe really means it's just familiarity, right? Just a place that's like similar, what you were familiar in the past, so you keep doing that over and over again. And whenever you're trying to do something new, you're trying to save face, right? And you don't want to sound bad to other people, so you tell people, oh, I'm just a perfectionist, I won't start until, you know, it's still done. But deep down inside of you, you know for a fact that you can't try anything once and expect it to work, right? But at the same time, you want to use that excuse because you want to fight for your limitation. You want to fight for your limit, the reason why you haven't done it. So you want to justify where you are instead of going, okay, how do I, you know, let's just be very present with myself. Where did this get triggered from? And what am I going to do about it? But we mask it with, oh, I'm just a perfectionist. I was a born perfectionist, right? So you don't have to do anything. Because when you say that you are not, that means you have to change. You have to step out of the familiar zone, okay? And I read one of the books said that he doesn't believe in comfort zone because he believes that a lot of the people that live in the comfort zone are very uncomfortable. And I'm like, yeah, that is so true. So from now on, we will no longer call it comfort zone because it's uncomfortable. It's actually a familiar zone. So that's why we're not stepping out of our familiar zone into something that is unknown. So that's, and then we mask it with saying, I like, you need to be perfect. So I want to bring this up is because I actually had an experience. I have an experience with that is, you know, so my website, I just started. Okay. So I started this website a year ago. All right, because everybody was trying to tell me, you need to get a website, you need to do YouTube, you need to do a podcast. I'm very proud. I'm actually recording my very podcast right now. So I started this website. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I was like, I have no idea. I'm just going to put one up. And but I started. So, and then now a year later, like I pay all this money to get this website to set up. And a year later, now I'm actually doing it. Right? I'm actually start putting on my stuff because what it does is that it actually created a different pathway in my brain that said, hey, listen, you know, you've done like, it's like a new way. So this is my website pathway in the neuron path. And it's saying that, you know, you've got this thing going and you haven't done anything about it. Whereas before I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do it, right? Or no, it has to be perfect first because I don't want an ugly looking website, okay? And I said, screw that, I'm going to do it. But here's the problem. Because I wanted to be perfect, right? So I got over the fear of starting a website, but because I wanted to be perfect, I have no idea what my vision is. Instead of sitting with myself and finding out exactly what it is, I pay money for another person to draw out this vision I have inside of my head. And of course it's not gonna work, right? Because I didn't wanna put in the work. I was like, oh no, I don't know anything about website. I'm not a techie person. So, you know, I don't wanna do it because I'm gonna stuff it up. So I hired somebody to do it and she got so frustrated because she didn't know what I wanted. And because, you know, the only reason why you should get someone else to do something for you is you know exactly what to be executed. Like you literally knowing this goes here, here, there, and like no, you have like a full map to give it to them. But because I didn't have any of that, I was trying to tell her like fluffing around and, you know, and then so of course when she gave it to me, I spent money on her. She's great. But because I didn't know what I was doing, right? I didn't know what it is that I wanted. So she didn't draw out what, you know, the exact website I didn't want it to be. So then it repeats the cycle to see, Maggie, see, you're not good enough. See, you know, this is never going to work. See, right? So it's like there's different layers of a process, okay? So you have to go through that. And then today, okay, so my logo, you know, MTP, Master That Presence, I had it, I didn't trust myself because I'm like, oh, I'm a perfect, like I want it to be good. I want it to be perfect, right? I don't want it to, you know, look bad. And I pay somebody to draw up my logo. So I was like doubting myself and I was drawing out some stuff on a piece of paper and I thought that was it. And I handed it to him and then something inside of me said that, you know what, maybe because when I was trying to play with another app called Over, I created MTP, the one that you're seeing now, but I didn't trust myself because I'm like, oh no, this can't be this easy, right? It can't be this easy. It can't be this, like you get it, you know, straight away and, you know, because you don't know anything about it. And so I didn't trust myself because it's, you know, I'm not a techie person. I'm not a, you know, I never use these things, or I'm not a logo person, right? So I straight away label myself, I'm not a logo person, I don't know what I'm doing. So I paid that person, and then she came up with me, you know, a few things, and I wasted my money again because I listened to myself and my intuition. And today I was learning about the app, so I figured out how to do more things, and I it feels amazing because I know how to do it, and it's like the fulfillment of getting from the idea from your head into your creation, into something you can actually physically see. So, you know, that's what it means. Like, you know, when you are the reason why we're trying to be perfect is because we wanted to have an idea straight away. When we hear this idea, just like a vague idea, we have no clarity of it, but as soon as we want to execute it, we want it to like this complete product, that what it is that we want in our head, right? And it doesn't work like that, because if your mind can't see it, you cannot achieve it. Okay, so you gotta sit with it. You gotta sit with that and then give it some time, because life will always give like circumstances or people, whatever it is to you, to clarify what it is that you want. So don't rush it, because where are you going anyway? Right? Like, where are you going anyway? Or like, just have the first draft. You know, that's why iPhone, right? At the beginning, iPhone didn't just come up with this magnificent iPhone 8 right now. They had like iPhone version 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what happens is that we don't start because we're like, oh no, it has to be perfect first. But if you don't put it down, like brick by brick, the house will never come, okay? So then we get anxious, and then we tell ourselves that we can't do it, and then it just goes back to that cycle, and it reaffirms to us that why we couldn't do certain things. So then we tell other people that no, I have to, I'm a perfectionist, right? And it doesn't really exist, because you're perfect. It's not someone else's perfect anyway. Like, if I look at my, you know, the stuff that I create on my Facebook or whatever, like, someone else can always like go, well, this is amateur stuff, right? But I don't care, that's like good enough for me. Okay, because I know that if I just start, I'm gonna get better at it. Same as my makeup. Why did I start my makeup a year ago? Like, I know my makeup wasn't perfect, but I know that like I don't want another person to do my makeup for me. So if I start, then now I can just get out of the house in like less than an hour, and I have like rocking makeup. And so people tell me, I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? So it's the person who you become, not necessarily the product. But we always look at the product and we compare our chapter zero, which is like, we haven't really done it before. But as soon as we've done, we want it to go straight to the number one. Like, you know, like it's like you never write a song before and you expect your first song to be, you know, the top chart. Like, you can't do that, right? Because it has to go through a lot of refinement. So here's the three ways that I want to share with you to help you to beat the perfectionism, okay? Because it is an insecurity, because it is, you know, we're afraid what people are judging us, we're afraid that, you know, why are you not doing it? So you have to come up with an excuse, right? You either come up with an excuse or you go and do it, right? So a lot of us, it's easier to come up with an excuse because we're so used to masking it over with something, okay? Because that's what our society does, and it conditions us to do. So you got to start with the little things that bring you joy. That's number one. You got to start with the little things that bring you joy, because what that means is that you are satisfying yourself and you're saying that, you know what, your efforts matter. Your efforts make you feel joy, because why do you want the thing that you want anyway? Why do you want to create this website anyway? Why do I want to, you know, like get a promotion anyway? Or why do I want a partner in here? Or why do I want, you know, whatever you want, what is the feeling that you're trying to achieve? You want to feel better, right? You want to feel good, right? So because if you're getting stuck there, don't just keep pushing against it, because the more you resist, it's just going to persist, because any more energy is going into it. But the more you feel overwhelmed, what actions are you going to take? And nothing's going to be good out of it. So you need to turn away from that big thing that you're trying to fight for, because everything you fight for, it fights against you anyway, because you know, it's like the same force. Like, what is it? So you're pushing, and the thing that you have no idea pushing against you. So that's why you're having this, you know, it doesn't work out. So you have to start with something else that brings you joy. Very, very, very small. So for me, you know, it sounds really trivial to you, like maybe a lot of you guys, but because I'm not a domestic person, right? And I used to have, like, my bed used to be so messy. I wouldn't make my bed. You know, I was like, I'm just so sick of it, because that's how I was growing up. Like, I didn't want to make my bed. I just hated it. But I said to myself, okay, if I just wake up and just kind of like make my bed, then I look at it, because I know the feeling when I look at my bed, my bedmate, I'm like, oh, it feels good. I just want to sit on it. I want to lie in it. And so I started doing it just by simple thing. And here's the rub though. I was doing it, and you have to get, like, because the habit is built, you know, after 21 days or something. Some days I get up and honestly, I don't want to do it. I'm like, oh my God, don't worry. Just 2 seconds. You know, oh, I don't have that 2 seconds. I'm just going to go shower. But I know that the moment, it's not about the result. It's about building that habit, like reinforcing that neuron pathway so that it sticks. So you don't have to, like, everything you do, then we can become autopilot. Would you agree? Like, all your life, like, everything you do, it's like an autopilot. But I'm going to go into that later on, how your brain really works. But anyway, so start with the little things that bring you joy. Because when you start to feel joy, you are coming from the place of being, right? So being, you being joyful, you being accomplished. So what does a person with a being accomplished feel like, right? What would that person do? It will start to have ideas. It will start to, ideas start to flow more. And then you have more of an idea what it is that you wanted to accomplish. So you start to rebuild and start to tweaking and refining the whatever it is that you're trying to create, okay? So number one, that's starting with the little things that you bring you joy. Okay, number two is focusing on you first. Like, sit with why you are having these triggers. A lot of the times we think that the more busy we are, the more productive we are, but that's not true. So when you're trying to keep yourself busy, and like you're getting really like overwhelmed, and you're trying to like push it, and you're trying to get really busy, like you have to understand that you are just masking it. Like, you're not sitting with it. You have no idea what is triggering it. So I say this with relationship as well. Like, if somebody is triggering something out of you, it's never about them. It's something has to do with you. You know, something inside of you, a pattern in the past. Remember the familiar zone. It's like, okay, so if this person act this way, then I'm gonna act this way, right? So that's like, it's like a trigger zone. So when you understand that and I really sit with it, I know it's really uncomfortable, but if you sit with it, you go, okay, this is how I always act because of blah. But when you write everything down, you're transferring and you're no longer identifying that is you. So you are not a perfectionism. You are not this insecurity. You're writing it down. So you see it on a piece of paper as like a different identity. So that's not you. And then you can analyze it. You can go, okay, well, is that really true? Like, put it, like, really ask yourself, put it on trial, right? And then that's when you really can see that, you know, that's how you can actually move forward, because you're taking out the energy and making it into something that is more, you have more of a solution on, okay? Because you're like, okay, if this is not true, then how am I gonna fix it? Because you go, I'm gonna think in my head. No, because that little bugger is gonna like have a place to hide, right? Because that's where your problem is. You can't use the same place that came up with a problem to solve a solution. Does that make sense? And number three, which is the last one, so use your imagination. So I do believe that your imagination is like the biggest asset that we all have. And what it means is that, like, again, what I was saying to you, the reason why that we don't start anything is because we have no idea what it looks like. Okay, because we never use that brain, we never use that imagination to create what it is that, like, we don't sit on it, we don't dream on it, like, what is it? What would that website look like? You know, what it would be like? Like, what is the end result that I want to have? You know, what is the, hey, Steven, you know, what is the, you know, the end result? What does it look like, right? So then when you start to have that, you start to have this feeling, and then that's when you start to conjure, and your brain will start to go look for the solution. And I understand a lot of times when you have that, you get even more overwhelmed, okay? You get frustrated because you're like, oh my God, I don't know how. Because the moment when you say that you want something, your brain will automatically go, how? But that is later on. You have to sit with the what and the why first. Once you do that, the how will take care of itself. It sounds really, really cliche, but you can't just put a timing on it, okay? Because the moment you want something, it doesn't manifest straight away. You have to give it time. Everything takes gestation. There's like a gestation period. But if you don't trust the process, it doesn't come. So it's like when you're planting something, you know, you plant like corn, right? You don't just put like seed of corn in, and then the next minute you're like stomping on it and go, where's my corn, right? I want to eat it. You understand there's a gestation period. So don't, like, that's why they say, you know, just get started, right? Just get started and then slowly things will get better. So when you just put something, like when you want to do something for, like for me, even like my website, that was a year ago. And then only now I'm starting to get it going. And the whole time I was like, you know, like, okay, I got this website now, then what? But if I never spend that money and start that website, then I would not have anything to work on. And it would not be in the back of my mind going, hey, Maggie, you got this website to start, because you started, you got to finish it. Okay, so you got to start, because the version number one or the version 0.1 were always better than version 0.0, okay? And you can tweak it, and then that's how it gets better and then becomes perfect. And perfect is only to your standard anyway, because there's always going to be somebody else that does a better job than you, okay? And you can't use that as an excuse for you not to start, because otherwise you'll be literally paralyzed. And you just, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you do that, the more it reinforces the fact that you're not good enough, the fact that, you know, you can't do it, right? So it reinforces that idea in your mind that got you stuck, okay? So you got to step out of it, but by stepping out of it, you can't jump like straight away like to something really big. You got to start something really, really small. So what it is that you never done every day before, and then just trying to master it, because at the end of the day, it is the habit, it is a way of thinking that gets you to do the actions that you do. So if you are stuck with the action, you got to look again in your thinking, because that thinking is driving force. It's the operating system, you know, that why it doesn't work, right? Why you're not doing the actions that you do. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I do have a group that, you know, I share a lot more of this. And if you guys are looking to be in it, I share more in detail of, you know, how it really works, because that's where you got to start from the being to the doing, not the doing straight away, because it doesn't work. Then I would love to add you in and share with you guys. But have an amazing night, guys. Thank you so much for watching. And if you're watching this replay, I appreciate you. I know some of you are watching and don't say hi, but that's okay as well. I still appreciate you. And for the people that never heard of me before and hearing me now, I appreciate you guys all. Mwah! Have a great night, and see you tomorrow. Bye. Just hit play. I mean, I just hit record it on my podcast. Hey guys, what is up? Wow, what has an incredible day has been. Okay, so perfectionism. I want to talk about this because I feel like this is what's stopping a lot of us, including myself in the past, that I don't want to do anything about it. Like, I literally use it to stop myself because I would say that, you know what, it's not perfect. So if you got jumping on and you have this problem, or sometimes you kind of get stuck in this problem, stay to the end, okay? Stay to the end, and I'm going to give you 3 tips that you can actually do, and it will really transform your life. But you got to have to promise to do it, okay? Because I can't change your life, only you can change your life. So I mean, this works for me and it works for so many other people, but it is, I'm just like, you know, a PT, whatever, I give you the tools, but you know, you gotta really got to learn how to do that. So before I get into the 3 tips, I wanted to explain or give you a background to say, you know, what it is actually, why we actually have that, and why do I even call it a form of insecurities. All right, so So the reason why we are paralyzed by, hey Amanda, hey, oh, I've got a quick people one, thank you. So the reason why we are paralyzed by perfectionism is because when we were growing up, we were so used to when you were this curious, lively, full of, you know, energy, you know, doing amazing, like just fearless, right? And then what happens is that our parents trying to keep us safe, so they telling us, no, you can't do that, no, 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 you know, so it's too dangerous. So what happens is that we develop the reason why, like growing up, we become, right now, I would say that we are masters and geniuses of what we cannot do. Okay, I'll repeat it. Because of our conditioning, because of the reason why we were kept in, our parents bringing us up like the way they are, we are now masters and geniuses of why we can't, we cannot do certain things, okay? Instead of we can, but it's we can't. So we are master of knowing what we cannot do, okay? So that's something that I want you to sit with that, because when I found that out, I thought, oh my goodness, that is like, like amazing. Like I was just, it's like a light bulb went off in my head, okay? So we no longer be that lively child. We no longer become, you know, like living in the moment, but we're just fearful because I'm like, oh, what's the next step's gonna be? So hearing 100 times a day, would you not say that becomes an affirmation? Like if you were to do the same thing every single day, do it to yourself now because you no longer need parents. If you say to yourself every single day, I am amazing, I am phenomenal, I can do this, I am consistent, I am fabulous, whatever that means, you know, I am flying high, I am infinite potential. If you say that to yourself 100 times a day, would you not change the way you act? Right? So a lot of people are too worried about, you know, changing the actions, okay? So they, you know, for example, if you're losing weight, so if you wanted to lose weight, what do a lot of people do? Okay, to lose weight, I need to, you know, stop eating, or I eat something else healthier and I exercise. But why is it that some people, when they eat the same food, some people still don't gain weight? Right? So it's not really in the doing, it's really it's in the being. So, you know, and then the reason why, like, and also when you just go straight to the action and trying to do it, so you say, you know, I'm gonna lose weight, right? So you go and eat all this food, but how long before you give that up? 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, right? Because you are not coming from the inside, you are not coming from the place of be. So you gotta, you know, you gotta, that's why I wanted to talk about, you know, a lot of people, that's why, like for me, that's kind of got stopped me in at the beginning as well, because we jump right into the action, okay? I'm kind of digressing a bit, so I'm just gonna look at my notes. I'm just trying to be cool. I'm like, don't look at my notes, and I'm like, oh, it's just tough enough. All right, so perfectionism is someone else's insecurity projected on you, okay? It's somebody else saying that you can't do certain things. So your parents back then, I get it. I mean, our parents, we're trying to keep us safe, you know, because we were little, so we don't know what we're doing. But keeping us safe, which means also now that becomes our ego, and that's like our ego become our parents. So it's trying to keep us safe. So what safe really means, it's just familiarity, right? Just a place that's like similar, what you were familiar in the past. So you keep doing that over and over again. And whenever you're trying to do something new, you're trying to save face, right? And you don't want to sound bad to other people. So you tell people, oh, I'm just a perfectionist. I won't start until, you know, it's done. But deep down inside of you, you know for a fact that you can't try anything once and expect it to work, right? But at the same time, you want to use that excuse because you want to fight for your limitation. You want to fight for your limit, the reason why you haven't done it. So you want to justify where you are instead of going, okay, how do I, you know, let's just be very present with myself. Where did this get triggered from? And what am I going to do about it? But we mask it with, oh, I'm just a perfectionist. I was a born perfectionist, right? So you don't have to do anything. Because when you say that you are not, that means you have to change. You have to step out of the familiar zone, okay? And I read one of the books said that he doesn't believe in comfort zone, because he believes that a lot of the people that live in the comfort zone are very uncomfortable. And I'm like, yeah, that is so true. So from now on, we will no longer call it comfort zone, because it's uncomfortable. It's actually a familiar zone. So that's why we're not stepping out of our familiar zone into something that is unknown. So that's, and then we mask it with saying, I like, you need to be perfect. So I want to bring this up is because I actually had an experience. I have an experience with that is, you know, so my website, I just started. Okay. So I started this website a year ago. All right, because everybody was trying to tell me, you need to get a website, you need to do YouTube, you need to do a podcast. I'm very proud. I'm actually recording my very podcast right now. So I started this website. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I was like, I have no idea. I'm just gonna put one up, and but I started. So, and then now a year later, like, I pay all this money to get this website to set up, and a year later, now I'm actually doing it. I'm actually start putting on my stuff, because what it does is that it actually created a different pathway in my brain that said, hey, listen, you know, you've done, like, it's like a new way. So this is my website pathway in the neuron path, and it's saying that, you know, you've got this thing going and you haven't done anything about it. Whereas before, I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do, so I'm not gonna do it, right? Or no, it has to be perfect first, because I don't want an ugly looking website, okay? And I said, screw that, I'm gonna do it. But here's the problem, because I want it to be perfect, right? So I got over the fear of starting a website, but because I wanted to be perfect, I have no idea what my vision is. Instead of sitting with myself and find out exactly what it is, I pay money for another person to draw out this vision I have inside of my head. And of course it's not gonna work, right? Because I didn't want to put in the work. I was like, oh no, I don't know anything about website. I'm not a techie person. So, you know, I don't want to do it because I'm gonna stuff it up. So I hired somebody to do it, and she got so frustrated because she didn't know what I wanted. And because, you know, the only reason why you should get someone else to do something for you is you know exactly what to be executed. Like, you literally knowing this goes here, there, and like, no, you have like a full map to give it to them. But because I didn't have any of that, I was trying to tell her, like, fluffing around, and, you know, and then so of course when she gave it to me, I spent money on her. She's great, but because I didn't know what I was doing, right? I didn't know what it is that I wanted. So she didn't draw what, you know, the exact website I didn't want it to be. So then it repeats the cycle to, see, Maggie, see, you're not good enough. See, you know, this is never going to work. See, right? So it's like there's different layers of a process, okay? So you have to go through that. And then today, okay, so my logo, you know, MTP, Master That Presence, I had it, I didn't trust myself because I'm like, oh, I'm a perfect, like, I want it to be good. I want it to be perfect, right? I don't want it to, you know, look bad. And I pay somebody to draw up my logo. So I was like doubting myself, and I was drawing out some stuff on a piece of paper, and I thought that was it, and I handed it to him. And then something inside of me said that, you know what, maybe, because when I was trying to play with another app called Over, I created MTP, the one that you're seeing now, but I didn't trust myself because I'm like, oh no, this can't be this easy, right? It can't be this easy, it can't be this, like, you get it, you know, straight away, and, you know, because you don't know anything about it. And so I didn't trust myself because it's, you know, I'm not a techie person. I'm not a, you know, I never use these things, or I'm not a logo person, right? So I straight away label myself, I'm not a logo person. I don't know what I'm doing. So I paid that person, and then she came up with me, you know, a few things, and I wasted my money again because I listened to myself and my intuition. And today I was learning about the app, so I figured out how to do more things, and I it feels amazing because I know how to do it. And it's like the fulfillment of getting from the idea from your head into your creation, into something you can actually physically see. So, you know, that's what it means. Like, you know, the reason why we're trying to be perfect is because we wanted to have an idea straight away. When we hear this idea, just like a vague idea, we have no clarity of it. But as soon as we want to execute it, we want it to, like, this complete product, that what it is that we want in our head, right? And it doesn't work like that, because if your mind can't see it, you cannot achieve it. Okay, so you gotta sit with it. You gotta sit with that, and then give it some time, because life will always give, like, circumstances or people, whatever it is to you, to clarify what it is that you want. So don't rush it, because where are you going anyway? Right? Like, where are you going anyway? Or, like, just have the first draft. You know, that's why iPhone, right? The beginning, iPhone didn't just come up with this magnificent iPhone 8 right now. They had, like, iPhone version 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what happens is that we don't start because we're like, oh no, it has to be perfect first. But if you don't put it down, like, brick by brick, the house will never come, okay? Yeah. So then we get anxious, and then, yeah, we tell ourselves that we can't do it, and then it just goes back to that cycle, and it reaffirms to us that why we couldn't do certain things. So then we tell other people that, no, I have to, I'm a perfectionist, right? And it doesn't really exist, because you're perfect. it's not someone else's perfect anyway. Like, if I look at my, you know, the stuff that I create on my Facebook or whatever, like, someone else can always, like, go, well, this is amateur stuff, right? But I don't care. That's, like, good enough for me. Okay, because I know that if I just start, I'm gonna get better at. Same as my makeup. Why did I start my makeup a year ago? Like, I know my makeup wasn't perfect, but I know that, like, I don't want another person to do my makeup for me. So if I start, then now I can just get out of the house in like less than an hour and I have like rocking makeup. And so people tell me, I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? So it's the person who you become, not necessarily the product, but we always look at the product and we compare our chapter zero, which is like, we haven't really done it before, but as soon as we've done, we want it to go straight to the number one. Like, you know, like it's like, you never write a song before and you expect your first song to be, you know, the top chart. Like, you can't do that, right? Because it has to go through a lot of refinement. So here's the three ways that I want to share with you to help you to beat the perfectionism, okay? Because it is an insecurity, because it is, you know, we're afraid what people judging us, we're afraid that, you know, why are you not doing it? So you have to come up with an excuse, right? You either come up with an excuse or you go and do it, right? So a lot of us, it's easier to come up with an excuse because we're so used to masking it over with something, okay? Because that's what our society does, and it conditions us to do. So you got to start with the little things that bring you joy. That's number one. You got to start with the little things that bring you joy. Because what that means is that you are satisfying yourself and you're saying that, you know what? Your efforts matter. Your efforts make you feel joy. Because why do you want the thing that you want anyway? Why do you want to create this website anyway? Why do I want to, you know, like, get a promotion anyway? Or why do I want a partner in here? Or why do I want, you know, whatever you want, what is the feeling that you're trying to achieve? You want to feel better, right? You want to feel good, right? So because if you're getting stuck there, don't just keep pushing against it, because the more you resist, it's just going to persist, because the any more energy is going into it. But the more you feel overwhelmed, what actions are you going to take? Nothing's going to be good out of it. So you need to turn away from that big thing that you're trying to fight for, because everything you fight for, it fights against you anyway, because you know it's like the same force. Like, what is it? So you're pushing and the thing that you have no idea pushing against you. So that's why you're having this, you know, it doesn't work out. So you have to start with something else that brings you joy. Very, very, very small. So for me, you know, it sounds really trivial to you, like maybe a lot of you guys, but because I'm not a domestic person, right? And I used to have, like, my bed used to be so messy. I wouldn't make my bed. I'm just so sick of it, because that's how I was growing up. Like, I didn't want to make my bed. I just hated it. But I said to myself, okay, if I just wake up and just kind of like make my bed, then I look at it, because I know the feeling when I look at my bed, my bedmate, I'm like, oh, it feels good. I just want to sit on it. I want to lie in it. And so I started doing it just by simple thing. And here's the rub though. I was doing it, and you have to get, like, because the habit is built, you know, after 21 days or something. Some days I get up and honestly, I don't want to do it. I'm like, oh my God, don't worry. Just 2 seconds. You know, I don't have that 2 seconds. I'm just going to go shower. But I know that the moment, it's not about the result. It's about building the habit, like reinforcing that neuron pathway so that it sticks. So you don't have to, like, everything you do, then we can become autopilot. Would you agree? Like, all your life, like, everything you do, it's like an autopilot. But I'm going to go into that later on, how your brain really works. But anyway, so start with the little things that bring you joy. Because when you start to feel joy, you are coming from a place of being, right? So being, you being joyful, you being accomplished. So what does a person with a being accomplished feel like, right? What would that person do? It will start to have ideas. Ideas start to flow more. And then you have more of an idea what it is that you wanted to accomplish. So you start to rebuild and start to tweaking and refining the whatever it is that you're trying to create, okay? So number one, that's starting with the little things that you bring you joy. Okay, number two is focusing on you first. Like, sit with why you are having these triggers. A lot of the times we think that the more busy we are, the more productive we are, but that's not true. So when you're trying to keep yourself busy, and like you're getting really like overwhelmed, and you're trying to like push it, and you're trying to get really busy, like, you have to understand that you are just masking it. Like, you're not sitting with it. You have no idea what is triggering it. So I say this with relationship as well. Like, if somebody is triggering something out of you, it's never about them. It's something has to do with you. You know, something inside of you, a pattern in the past. Remember the familiar zone? It's like, okay, so if this person act this way, then I'm gonna act this way, right? So that's like, it's like a trigger zone. So when you understand that, and I really sit with it, I know it's really uncomfortable, but if you sit with it, you go, okay, this is how I always act because of blah. But when you write everything down, you're transferring and you're no longer identifying that is you. So you are not a perfectionism. You are not this insecurity. You're writing it down. So you see it on a piece of paper as like a different identity. So that's not you. And then you can analyze it. You go, okay, well, is that really true? Like, put it, like, really ask yourself, put it on trial, right? And then that's when you really can see that, you know, that's how you can actually move forward, because you're taking out the energy and making it into something that is more, you have more of a solution on, okay? Because you're like, okay, if this is not true, then how am I going to fix it? Because you go, I'm going to think in my head. No, because that little bugger is going to, like, have a place to hide, right? Because that's where your problem is. You can't use the same place that came up with a problem to solve a solution. Does that make sense? And number three, which is the last one, so use your imagination. So I do believe that your imagination is like the biggest asset that we all have. And what it means is that, like, again, what I was saying to you, the reason why that we don't start anything is because we have no idea what it looks like. Okay, because we never use that brain, we never use that imagination to create what it is that, like, we don't sit on it, we don't dream on it, like, what is it? What would that website look like? You know, what it would be like? Like, what is the end result that I want to have? You know, what is the, hey, Steven, you know, what is the, the end result? What does it look like, right? So then when you start to have that, you start to have this feeling, and then that's when you start to conjure, and your brain will start to go look for the solution. And I understand a lot of times when you have that, you get even more overwhelmed, okay? You get frustrated because you're like, oh my God, I don't know how. Because the moment when you say that you want something, your brain will automatically go, how? But that is later on. You have to sit with the what and the why first. Once you do that, the how will take care of itself. It sounds really, really cliche, but you can't just put a timing on it, okay? Because the moment you want something, it doesn't manifest straight away. You have to give it time. Everything takes there's like a gestation period. But if you don't trust the process, it doesn't come. So it's like when you're planting something, you know, you plant like corn, right? You're gonna just put like seed of corn in, and then the next minute you're like stomping on it and go, where's my corn, right? I want to eat it. You understand there's a gestation period. So don't, like, that's why they say, you know, just get started, right? Just get started, and then slowly things will get better. So when you just put something, like when you want to do something for me, even like my website, that was a year ago, and then only now I'm starting to get it going. And the whole time I was like, you know, like, okay, I got this website now, then what? But if I never spend that money and start that website, then I would not have anything to work on, and it would not be in the back of my mind going, hey Maggie, you got this website to start, because you started, you got to finish it, okay? So you got to start, because the version number one, or the version 0.1, will always better than version 0.0, okay? And you can tweak it, and then that's how it gets better, and then becomes perfect. And perfect is only to your standard anyway, because there's always going to be somebody else that does a better job than you, okay? And you can't use that as an excuse for you not to start, because otherwise you'll be literally paralyzed, and you just, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you do that, the more it reinforces the fact that you're not good enough, the fact that, you know, you can't do it, right? So it reinforces that idea in your mind that got you stuck, okay? So you got to step out of it, but by stepping out of it, you can't jump like straight away like to something really big. You got to start something really, really small. So what it is that you never done every day before, and then just trying to master it, because at the end of the day, it is the habit, it is a way of thinking that gets you to do the actions that you do. So if you are stuck with the action, you got to look again in your thinking, because that thinking is driving force, it's the operating system, you know, that why it doesn't work, right? Why you're not doing the actions that you do. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I do have a group that you know, I share a lot more of this, and if you guys are looking to be in it, I share more in detail of, you know, how it really works, because that's where you got to start from the being to the doing, not the doing straight away because it doesn't work, then I would love to add you in and share with you guys. But have an amazing night, guys. Thank you so much for watching. And if you're watching this replay, I appreciate you. I know some of you are watching and don't say hi, but that's okay as well. I still appreciate you. And for the people that never heard of me before and hearing me now, I appreciate you guys all. Mwah! Have a great night and see you tomorrow. Bye. Just hit play. I mean, just hit record it on my podcast. Hey guys, what is up? Wow, what has an incredible day has been. Okay, so perfectionism. I want to talk about this because I feel like this is what's stopping a lot of us, including myself in the past, that I don't want to do anything about it. Like, I literally use it to stop myself because I would say that, you know what, it's not perfect. So if you got jumping on and you have this problem, or sometimes you kind of get stuck in this problem, stay to the end, okay? Stay to the end, and I'm going to give you 3 tips that you can actually do, and it will really transform your life. But you got to have to promise to do it, okay? Because I can't change your life, only you can change your life. So, I mean, this works for me and it works for so many other people. But it is, I'm just like, you know, a PT, whatever. I give you the tools, but you know, you gotta really got to learn how to do that. So before I get into the 3 tips, I wanted to explain or give you a background to see, you know, what it is actually, why we actually have that, and why do I even call it a form of insecurities. All right, so so the reason why we are paralyzed by, hey Amanda, hey, oh, I've got a question for one, thank you. So the reason why we are paralyzed by perfectionism is because when we were growing up, we were so used to taught, like, you, when you were this curious, lively, full of, you know, energy, you know, doing amazing, like just fearless, right? And then what happens is that our parents trying to keep us safe, so they telling us, no, you can't do that, no, 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 you know, so it's too dangerous. So what happens is that we develop the reason why, like, growing up, we become, right now, I would say that we are masters and geniuses of what we cannot do. Okay, I'll repeat it. Because of our conditioning, because of the reason why we were kept in, our parents bringing us up like the way they are, we are now masters and geniuses of why we cannot do certain things, okay? Instead of we can, but it's we can't. So we are master of knowing what we cannot do. Okay, so that's something that I want you to sit with, that because when I found that out, I thought, oh my goodness, that is like, I'm like amazing. Like, I would just, it's like a light bulb went off in my head. Okay, so we no longer be that lively child. We no longer become, you know, like living in the moment, but we're just fearful because I'm like, oh, what's the next step's gonna be? So hearing 100 times a day, would you not say that becomes an affirmation? Like, if you were to do the same thing every single day, do it to yourself now because you no longer need parents. If you say to yourself every single day, I am amazing, I am phenomenal, I can do this, I am consistent, I am fabulous, whatever that means, you know, I am flying high, I am infinite potential. If you say that to yourself 100 times a day, would you not change the way you act? Right, so a lot of people are too worried about, you know, changing the actions. Okay, so they, you know, for example, if you're losing weight, so if you wanted to lose weight, what do a lot of people do? Okay, to lose weight, I need to, you know, stop eating, or I eat something else healthier, and I exercise. But why is it that some people, when they eat the same food, some people still don't gain weight? Right? So it's not really in the doing, it's really, it's in the being. So, you know, and then the reason why, like, and also when you just go straight to the action and trying to do it, so you say, you know, I'm gonna lose weight, right? So you go and eat all this food, but how long before you give that up? 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, right? Because you are not coming from the inside. You are not coming from the place of be. So you gotta, you know, you gotta, that's why I wanted to talk about, you know, a lot of people, that's why, like for me, that's kind of got stopped me in at the beginning as well, because we jump right into the action, okay? I'm kind of digressing a bit, so I'm just going to look at my notes. I'm just trying to be cool. I'm like, don't look at my notes. And I'm like, oh, I just stuff it up. All right. So perfectionism is someone else's insecurity projected on you, okay? It's somebody else saying that you can't do certain things. So your parents back then, I get it. I mean, our parents, we're trying to keep us safe, you know, because we were little, so we don't know what we're doing. But keeping us safe, which means also now that becomes our ego, and that's like our ego become our parents. So it's trying to keep us safe. So what safe really means is just familiarity, right? Just a place that's like similar, what you were familiar in the past. So you keep doing that over and over again. And whenever you're trying to do something new, you're trying to save face. Right? And you don't want to sound bad to other people. So you tell people, oh, I'm just a perfectionist. I won't start until, you know, it's still done. But deep down inside of you, you know for a fact that you can't try anything once and expect it to work. Right? But at the same time, you want to use that excuse because you want to fight for your limitation. You want to fight for your limit, the reason why you haven't done it. So you want to justify where you are instead of going, okay, how do I, you know, let's just be very present with myself. Where did this get triggered from? And what am I gonna do about it? But we mask it with, oh, I'm just a perfectionist. I was a born perfectionist, right? So you don't have to do anything. Because when you say that you are not, that means you have to change. You have to step out of the familiar zone, okay? And I read one of the books said that he doesn't believe in comfort zone. Because he believes that a lot of the people that live in the comfort zone are very uncomfortable. And I'm like, yeah, that is so true. So from now on, we will no longer call it comfort zone because it's uncomfortable. It's actually a familiar zone. So that's why we're not stepping out of our familiar zone into something that is unknown. So that's, and then we mask it with saying, you need to be perfect. So I want to bring this up is because I actually had an experience. I have an experience with that. Is, you know, so my website I just started. Okay, so I started this website a year ago. All right, because everybody was trying to tell me you need to get a website, you need to do YouTube, you need to do a podcast. I'm very proud. I'm actually recording my very podcast right now. So I started this website. I have no idea what I'm gonna do. I was like, I have no idea. I'm just gonna put one up, and but I started. So, and then now a year later, like I pay all this money to get this website to set up, and a year later, now I'm actually doing it. I'm actually start putting on my stuff, because what it does is that it actually created a different pathway in my brain that said, hey, listen, you know, you've done like it's like a new way. So this is my website pathway in the neuron path, and it's saying that, you know, you've got this thing going and you haven't done anything about it. Whereas before I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do, so I'm not gonna do it, right? Or no, it has to be perfect first because I don't want an ugly looking website, okay? And I said, screw that, I'm gonna do it. But here's the problem, because I wanted to be perfect, right? So I got over the fear of starting a website, but because I wanted to be perfect, I have no idea what my vision is. Instead of sitting with myself and find out exactly what it is, I pay money for another person to draw out this vision I have inside of my head. And of course it's not gonna work, right? Because I didn't want to put in the work. I was like, oh no, I don't know anything about website. I'm not a techie person. So, you know, I don't want to do it because I'm gonna stuff it up. So I hired somebody to do it, and she got so frustrated because she didn't know what I wanted. And because, you know, the only reason why you should get someone else to do something for you is you know exactly what to be executed. Like you literally knowing this goes here, here, there, and like no, you have like a full map to give it to them. But because I didn't have any of that, I was trying to tell her, like fluffing around, and you know, and then so of course when she gave it to me, I spent money on her. She's great, but because I didn't know what I was doing, right? I didn't know what it is that I wanted. So she didn't draw what, you know, the exact website I didn't want it to be. So then it repeats the cycle to see, Maggie, see, you're not good enough. See, you know, this is never gonna work. See, right? So it's like there's different layers of a process, okay? So you have to go through that. And then today, okay, so my logo, you know, MTP, Master That Presence, I had it, so I didn't trust myself because I'm like, oh, I want it to be good. I want it to be perfect, right? I don't want it to, you know, look bad. And I pay somebody to draw up my logo. So I was like doubting myself and I was drawing out some stuff on a piece of paper and I thought that was it and I handed it to him. And then something inside of me said that, you know what, May, because when I was trying to play with another app called Ova, I created MTP, the one that you're seeing now, but I didn't trust myself because I'm like, oh no, this can't be this easy, right? It can't be this easy. It can't be this, like, you get it, you know, straight away, and, you know, because you don't know anything about it. And so I didn't trust myself because it's, you know, I'm not a techie person. I'm not a, you know, I never use these things, or I'm not a logo person, right? So I straight away label myself, I'm not a logo person. I don't know what I'm doing. So I paid that person and then she came up with me, you know, a few things, and I wasted my money again because I listened to myself and my intuition. And today I was learning about the app, so I figured out how to do more things, and I it feels amazing because I know how to do it. And it's like the fulfillment of getting from the idea from your head into your creation, into something you can actually physically see. So, you know, that's what it means by, you know, when you are, the reason why we're trying to be perfect is because we wanted to have an idea straight away. We want to have, when we hear this idea, just like a vague idea, we have no clarity of it, but as soon as we want to execute it, we want it to, like, this complete product, that what it is that we want in our head, right? And it doesn't work like that, because if your mind can't see it, you cannot achieve it. Okay, so you gotta sit with it. You gotta sit with that, and then give it some time, because life will always give, like, circumstances or people, whatever it is to you, to clarify what it is that you want. So don't rush it, because where are you going anyway? Right? Like, where are you going anyway? Or, like, just have the first the first draft. You know, that's why iPhone, right? The beginning, iPhone didn't just come up with this magnificent iPhone 8 right now. They had, like, iPhone version 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what happens is that we don't start because we're like, oh no, it has to be perfect first. But if you don't put it down, like, brick by brick, the house will never come, okay? Yeah. So then we get anxious, and then, yeah, we tell ourselves that we can't do it, and then it just goes back to that cycle, and it reaffirms to us that why we couldn't do certain things. So then we tell other people that, no, I have to, I'm a perfectionist, right? And it doesn't really exist, because you're perfect. It's not someone else's perfect anyway. Like, if I look at my, you know, the stuff that I create on my Facebook or whatever, like, someone else can always, like, go, this is amateur stuff, right? But I don't care. That's, like, good enough for me. Okay, because I know that if I just start, I'm gonna get better at it. Same as my makeup. Why did I start my makeup a year ago? Like, I know my makeup wasn't perfect, but I know that, like, I don't want another person to do my makeup for me. So if I start, then now I can just get out of the house in, like, less than an hour, and I have, like, rocking makeup. And so people tell me, I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? So it's the person who you become, not necessarily the product. But we always look at the product and we compare our chapter zero, which is like, we haven't really done it before. But as soon as we've done, we want it to go straight to the number one. Like, you know, like, it's like you never write a song before and you expect your first song to be, you know, the top chart. Like, you can't do that, right? Because it has to go through a lot of refinement. So here's the three ways that I want to share with you to help you to beat the perfectionism, okay? Because it is an insecurity, because it is, you know, we're afraid what people are judging us. We're afraid that, you know, why are you not doing it? So you have to come up with an excuse, right? You either come up with an excuse or you go and do it, right? So a lot of us, it's easier to come up with an excuse because we're so used to masking it over with something, okay? Because that's what our society does, and it conditions us to do. So you got to start with the little things that bring you joy. That's number one. You got to start with the little things that bring you joy. Because what that means is that you are satisfying yourself and you're saying that, you know what? Your efforts matter. Your efforts make you feel joy. Because why do you want the thing that you want anyway? Why do you want to create this website anyway? Why do I want to, you know, like, get a promotion anyway? Or why do I want a partner in here? Or why do I want, you know, whatever you want, what is it that you, what is the feeling that you're trying to achieve? You want to feel better, right? You want to feel good, right? So because if you're getting stuck there, don't just keep pushing against it, because the more you resist, it's just going to persist, because any more energy is going into it. But the more you feel overwhelmed, what actions are you going to take? And nothing's going to be good out of it. So you need to turn away from that big thing that you're trying to fight for, because everything you fight for, it fights against you anyway, because you know, it's like the same force. Like, what is it? So you're pushing, and the thing that you have no idea pushing against you. So that's why you're having this, you know, it doesn't work out. So you have to start with something else that brings you joy. Very, very, very small. So for me, you know, it sounds really trivial to like maybe a lot of you guys, but because I'm not a domestic person, right? And I used to have like, my bed used to be so messy. I wouldn't make my bed. You know, I was like, I'm just so sick of it, because that's how I was growing up. Like, I didn't want to make my bed. I just hated it. But I said to myself, okay, if I just wake up and just kind of like make my bed, then I look at it, because I know the feeling when I look at my bed, my bedmate, I'm like, oh, it feels good. I just want to sit on it. I want to lie in it. And so I started doing it just by simple thing. And here's the rub though. I was doing it, and you have to get like, because the habit is built, you know, after 21 days or something. Some days I get up and honestly, I don't want to do it. I'm like, oh my God, don't worry. Just 2 seconds. You know, I don't have that 2 seconds. I'm just going to go shower. But I know that the moment, it's not about the result. It's about building the habit, like reinforcing that neuron pathway so that it sticks. So you don't have to, like, everything you do then we can become autopilot. Would you agree? Like, all your life, like everything you do, it's like an autopilot. But I'm going to go into that later on, how your brain really works. But anyway, so start with the little things that bring you joy, because when you start to feel joy, you are coming from the place of being, right? So being, you being joyful, you being accomplished. So what does a person with a being accomplished feel like, right? What would that person do? It will start to have ideas. It will start to, ideas start to flow more. And you have more of an idea what it is that you wanted to accomplish. So you start to rebuild and start to tweaking and refining the whatever it is that you're trying to create, okay? So number one, that's starting with the little things that you bring you joy. Okay, number two is focusing on you first. Like, sit with why you are having these triggers. A lot of the times we think that the more busy we are, the more productive we are, but that's not true. So when you're trying to keep yourself busy, and like you're getting really like overwhelmed, and you're trying to like push it, and you're trying to get really busy, like you have to understand that you are just masking it. Like, you're not sitting with it. You have no idea what is triggering it. So I say this with the relationship as well. Like, if somebody is triggering something out of you, it's never about them. It's something has to do with you. You know, something inside of you, a pattern in the past. Remember the familiar zone. It's like, okay, so if this person act this way, then I'm gonna act this way, right? So that's like, it's like a trigger zone. So when you understand that and like really sit with it, I know it's really uncomfortable, but if you sit with it, you go, okay, this is how I always act because of blah. So when you write everything down, you're transferring, and you're no longer identifying that is you. So you are not a perfectionism. You are not this insecurity. You're writing it down. So you see on a piece of paper as like a different identity. So that's not you. And then you can analyze it. You can go, okay, well, is that really true? Like, put it, like, really ask yourself, put it on trial, right? And then that's when you really can see that, you know, that's how you can actually move forward, because you're taking out the energy and making it into something that is more, you have more of a solution on, okay? Because you're like, okay, if this is not true, then how am I going to fix it? Because you go, I'm going to think in my head. No, because that little bugger is going to like have a place to hide, right? Because that's where your problem is. You can't use the same place that came up with a problem to solve a solution. Does that make sense? And number three, which is the last one, so use your imagination. So I do believe that your imagination is like the biggest asset that we all have. And what it means is that, like, again, what I was saying to you, the reason why that we don't start anything is because we have no idea what it looks like. Okay, because we never use that brain, we never use that imagination to create what it is that, like, we don't sit on it, we don't dream on it, like, what is it? What would that website look like? You know, what it would be like? Like, what is the end result that I want to have? You know, what is the, hey, Steven, you know, what is the, the end result? What does it look like, right? So then when you start to have that, you start to have this feeling, and then that's when you start to conjure, and your brain will start to go look for the solution. And I understand a lot of times when you have that, you get even more overwhelmed, okay? You get frustrated because you're like, oh my God, I don't know how. Because the moment when you say that you want something, your brain will automatically go, how? But that is later on. You have to sit with the what and the why first. Once you do that, the how will take care of itself. It sounds really, really cliche, but you can't just put a timing on it, okay? Because the moment you want something, it doesn't manifest straight away. You have to give it time. Everything takes gestation. There's like a gestation period. But if you don't trust the process, it doesn't come. So it's like when you're planting something, you know, you plant like corn, right? You don't just put like seed of corn in, and then the next minute you're like stomping on it and go, where's my corn, right? I want to eat it. You understand there's this gestation period. So don't, like, that's why they say, you know, just get started, right? Just get started, and then slowly things will get better. So when you just put something, like when you want to do something for, like for me, even like my website, that was a year ago, and then only now I'm starting to get it going. And the whole time I was like, you know, like, okay, I got this website now, then what? But if I never spend that money and start that website, then I would not have anything to work on, and it would not be in the back of my mind going, hey Maggie, you got this website to start, because you started, you got to finish it. Okay, so you got to start, because the version number one, or the version 0.1, will always better than version 0.0, okay? And you can tweak it, and then that's how it gets better, and then becomes perfect. And perfect is only to your standard anyway, because there's always going to be somebody else that does a better job than you, okay? And you can't use that as an excuse for you not to start, because otherwise you'll be literally paralyzed, and you just, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you do that, the more it reinforces the fact that you're not good enough, the fact that, you know, you can't do it, right? So it reinforces that idea in your mind that got you stuck, okay? So you got to step out of it, but by stepping out of it, you can't jump like straight away like to something really big. You got to start something really, really small. So what it is that you never done every day before, and then just trying to master it, because at the end of the day, it is the habit, it is a way of thinking that gets you to do the actions that you do. So if you are stuck with the action, you got to look again in your thinking, because that thinking is driving force, it's the operating system, you know, that why it doesn't work, right? Why you're not doing the actions that you do. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I do have a group that, you know, I share a lot more of this, and if you guys are looking to be in it, I share more in detail of, you know, how it really works, because that's where you got to start from the being to the doing, not the doing straight away, because it doesn't work. Then I would love to add you in and share with you guys. But have an amazing night, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and if you're watching this replay, I appreciate you. I know some of you are watching and don't say hi, but that's okay as well. I still appreciate you, and for the people that never heard of me before and hearing me now, I appreciate you guys all. Mwah! Have a great night, and see you tomorrow. Bye. Just hit play. I mean, just hit record it on my podcast. Hey guys, what is up? Wow, what has an incredible day has been. Okay, so perfectionism. I want to talk about this because I feel like this is what's stopping a lot of us, including myself in the past, that I don't want to do anything about it. Like, I literally use it to stop myself because I would say that, you know what, it's not perfect. So if you got jumping on and you have this problem, or sometimes you kind of get stuck in this problem, stay to the end, okay? Stay to the end, and I'm going to give you 3 tips that you can actually do, and it will really transform your life. But you got to have to promise to do it, okay? Because I can't change your life, only you can change your life. So, I mean, this works for me and it works for so many other people. But it is, I'm just like, you know, a PT, whatever. I give you the tools, but you know, you gotta really got to learn how to do that. So before I get into the 3 tips, I wanted to explain or give you a background to see, you know, what it is actually, why we actually have that, and why do I even call it a form of insecurities, all right? So, where did I put my Oh yeah, sorry. So the reason why we are paralyzed by, hey Amanda, hey, oh, I've got a quick people one, thank you. So the reason why we are paralyzed by perfectionism is because when we were growing up, we were so used to taught, like you, when you were this curious, lively, full of, you know, energy, you know, doing amazing, like just fearless, right? And then what happens is that our parents trying to keep us safe, so they telling us, no, you can't do that, no, you know, so it's too dangerous. So what happens is that we develop the reason why, like growing up, we become, right now, I would say that we are masters and geniuses of what we cannot do. Okay, I repeat it. Because of our conditioning, because of the reason why we were kept in, our parents bringing us up like the way they are, we are now masters and geniuses of why we cannot do certain things, okay? Instead of we can, but it's we can't. So we are master of knowing what we cannot do. Okay, so that's something that I want you to sit with, that because when I found that out, I thought, oh my goodness, that is like like amazing, like I was just, it's like a light bulb went off in my head. Okay, so we no longer be that lively child, we no longer become you know, like living in the moment, but we're just fearful because I'm like, oh, what's the next step's gonna be. So hearing 100 times a day, would you not say that becomes an affirmation? Like if you were to do the same thing every single day, do it to yourself now because you no longer need parents. If you say to yourself every single day, I am amazing, I am phenomenal, I can do this, I am consistent, I am fabulous, whatever that means, you know, I am flying high, I am infinite potential. If you say that to yourself 100 times a day, would you not change the way you act? Right, so a lot of people are too worried about, you know, changing the actions. Okay, so they, you know, for example, if you're losing weight, so if you wanted to lose weight, what do a lot of people do? Okay, to lose weight, I need to, you know, stop eating, or I eat something else healthier, and I exercise. But why is it that some people, when they eat the same food, some people still don't gain weight? Right, so it's not really in the doing, it's really in the being. So, you know, and then the reason why, like, and also when you just go straight to the action and trying to do it, so you say, you know, I'm gonna lose weight, right? So you go and eat all this food, but how long before you give that up? 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, right? Because you are not coming from the inside, you are not coming from the place of be. So you gotta, you know, you gotta, that's why I wanted to talk about, you know, a lot of people, that's why, like for me, that's kind of got stopped me in at the beginning as well, because we jump right into the action. Okay, I'm kind of digressing a bit, so I'm just gonna look at my notes. I'm just trying to be cool. I'm like, don't look at my notes, and I'm like, oh, I just stop it up. All right, so perfectionism is someone else's insecurity projected on you. Okay, it's somebody else saying that you can't do certain things. So your parents back then, I get it. I mean, our parents, we're trying to keep us safe, you know, because we were little, so we don't know what we're doing. But keeping us safe, which means also now that becomes our ego, and that's like our ego become our parents. So it's trying to keep us safe. So what safe really means, it's just familiarity, right? Just a place that's like similar, what you were familiar in the past. So you keep doing that over and over again. And whenever you're trying to do something new, you're trying to save face, right? And you don't want to sound bad to other people. So you tell people, oh, I'm just a perfectionist, I won't start until, you know, it's still done. But deep down inside of you, you know for a fact that you can't try anything once and expect it to work, right? But at the same time, you want to use that excuse because you want to fight for your limitation. You want to fight for your limit, the reason why you haven't done it. So you want to justify where you are instead of going, okay, how do I, you know, let's just be very present with myself. Where did this get triggered from? And what am I going to do about it? But we mask it with, oh, I'm just a perfectionist. I was a born perfectionist, right? So you don't have to do anything. Because when you say that you are not, that means you have to change. You have to step out of the familiar zone, okay? And I read one of the books said that he doesn't believe in comfort zone, because he believes that a lot of the people that live in the comfort zone are very uncomfortable. And I'm like, yeah, that is so true. So from now on, we will no longer call it comfort zone, because it's uncomfortable. It's actually a familiar zone. So that's why we're not stepping out of our familiar zone into something that is unknown. So that's, and then we mask it with saying, I am, like, you need to be perfect. So I want to bring this up is because I actually had an experience. I have an experience with that. Is, you know, so my website, I just started, okay? So I started this website a year ago, all right? Because everybody was trying to tell me, you need to get a website, you need to do YouTube, you need to do a podcast. I'm very proud. I'm actually recording my very podcast right now. So I started this website. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I was like, I have no idea. I'm just going to put one up. And but I started. So, and then now a year later, like, I pay all this money to get this website to set up. And a year later, now I'm actually doing it. Right? I'm actually start putting on my stuff, because what it does is that it actually created a different pathway in my brain that said, hey, listen, you know, you've done, like, it's like a new way. So this is my website pathway in the neuron path. And it's saying that, you know, you've got this thing going and you haven't done anything about it. Whereas before I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do it, right? Or no, it has to be perfect first, because I don't want an ugly looking website, okay? And I said, screw that, I'm going to do it. But here's the problem, because I wanted to be perfect, right? So I got over the fear of starting a website, but because I wanted to be perfect, I have no idea what my vision is. Instead of sitting with myself and find out exactly what it is, I pay money for another person to draw out this vision I have inside of my head. And of course it's not gonna work, right? Because I didn't wanna put in the work. I was like, oh no, I don't know anything about website. I'm not a techie person. So, you know, I don't wanna do it because I'm gonna stuff it up. So I hired somebody to do it, and she got so frustrated because she didn't know what I wanted. And because, you know, the only reason why you should get someone else to do something for you is you know exactly what to be executed. Like, you literally knowing this goes here, here, there, and like, no, you have like a full map to give it to them. But because I didn't have any of that, I was trying to tell her, like, fluffing around, and you know, and then so of course when she gave it to me, I spent money on her. She's great, but because I didn't know what I was doing, right? I didn't know what it is that I wanted. So she didn't draw out what, you know, the exact website I didn't want it to be. So then it repeats the cycle to see, Maggie, see, you're not good enough. See, you know, this is never going to work. See, right? So it's like there's different layers of a process, okay? So you have to go through that. And then today, okay, so my logo, you know, MTP, Master That Presence, I had it, I didn't trust myself because I'm like, oh, I'm a perfect, like, I want it to be good. I want it to be perfect, right? I don't want it to, you know, look bad. And I pay somebody to draw up my logo. So I was like doubting myself, and I was drawing out some stuff on a piece of paper, and I thought that was it. And I handed it to him, and then something inside of me said that, you know what, maybe, because when I was trying to play with another app called Over, I created MTP, the one that you're seeing now, but I didn't trust myself because I'm like, oh no, this can't be this easy, right? It can't be this easy. It can't be this, like, you get it, you know, straight away, and you know, because you don't know anything about it. And so I didn't trust myself because it's, you know, I'm not a techie person. I'm not a, you know, I never use these things, or I'm not a logo person, right? So I straight away label myself, I'm not a logo person. I don't know what I'm doing. So I paid that person, and then she came up with me, you know, a few things, and I wasted my money again because I listened to myself and my intuition. And today I was learning about the app. So I figured out how to do more things, and I it feels amazing because I know how to do it. And it's like the fulfillment of getting from the idea from your head into your creation, into something you can actually physically see. So, you know, that's what it means. Like, you know, when you are, the reason why we're trying to be perfect is because we wanted to have an idea straight away. When we hear this idea, just like a vague idea, we have no clarity of it. But as soon as we want to execute it, we want it to, like, this complete product. That what it is that we want in our head, right? And it doesn't work like that, because if your mind can't see it, you cannot achieve it. Okay? So you gotta sit with it. You gotta sit with that and give it some time, because life will always give, like, circumstances or people, whatever it is to you, to clarify what it is that you want. So don't rush it, because where are you going anyway? Right? like, where are you going anyway? Or like, just have the first draft. You know, that's why iPhone, right? At the beginning, iPhone didn't just come up with this magnificent iPhone 8 right now. They had like iPhone version 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what happens is that we don't start because we're like, oh no, it has to be perfect first. But if you don't put it down, like brick by brick, the house will never come, okay? So then we get anxious, and then we tell ourselves that we can't do it, and then it just goes back to that cycle, and it reaffirms to us that why we couldn't do certain things. So then we tell other people that no, I have to, I'm a perfectionist, right? And it doesn't really exist, because you're perfect. It's not someone else's perfect anyway. Like, if I look at my, you know, the stuff that I create on my Facebook or whatever, like, someone else can always like go, this is amateur stuff, right? But I don't care. That's like good enough for me. Okay, because I know that if I just start, I'm gonna get better at it. Same as my makeup. Why did I start my makeup a year ago? Like, I know my makeup wasn't perfect, but I know that like I don't want another person to do my makeup for me. So if I start, then now I can just get out of the house in like less than an hour and I have like rocking makeup. And so people tell me, I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? So it's the person who you become, not necessarily the product, but we always look at the product and we compare our chapter zero, which is like, we haven't really done it before, but as soon as we've done, we want it to go straight to the number one. Like, you know, like it's like you never write a song before and you expect your first song to be, you know, the top chart. Like, you can't do that, right? Because it has to go through a lot of refinement. So here's the three ways that I want to share with you to help you to beat the perfectionism, okay? Because it is an insecurity, because it is, you know, we're afraid what people are judging us. We're afraid that, you know, why are you not doing it? So you have to come up with an excuse, right? You either come up with an excuse or you go and do it, right? So a lot of us, it's easier to come up with an excuse because we're so used to masking it over with something, okay? Because that's what our society does, and it conditions us to do. So you got to start with the little things that bring you joy. That's number one. You got to start with the little things that bring you joy. Because what that means is that you are satisfying yourself and you're saying that, you know what? Your efforts matter. Your efforts make you feel joy. Because why do you want the thing that you want anyway? Why do you want to create this website anyway? Why do I want to, you know, like, get a promotion anyway? Or why do I want a partner in here? Or why do I want, you know, whatever you want, what is the feeling that you're trying to achieve? You want to feel better, right? You want to feel good, right? So because if you're getting stuck there, don't just keep pushing against it, because the more you resist, it's just going to persist, because any more energy is going into it. But the more you feel overwhelmed, what actions are you going to take? And nothing's going to be good out of it. So you need to turn away from that big thing that you're trying to fight for, because everything you fight for, it fights against you anyway, because you know it's like the same force. Like, what is it? So you're pushing, and the thing that you have no idea pushing against you, so that's why you're having this, you know, it doesn't work out. So you have to start with something else that brings you joy. Very, very, very small. So for me, you know, it sounds really trivial to you, like maybe a lot of you guys, but because I'm not a domestic person, right? And I used to have, like, my bed used to be so messy. I wouldn't make my bed. You know, I was like, I'm just so sick of it, because that's how I was growing up. Like, I didn't want to make my bed. I just hated it. But I said to myself, okay, if I just wake up and just kind of like make my bed, then I look at it, because I know the feeling when I look at my bed, my bedmate, I'm like, oh, it feels good. I just want to sit on it. I want to lie in it. And so I started doing it just by simple thing. And here's the rub though. I was doing it, and you have to get, like, because the habit is built, you know, after 21 days or something. Some days I get up and honestly, I don't want to do it. I'm like, oh my God, don't worry. Just 2 seconds. You know, I don't have that 2 seconds. I'm just going to go shower. But I know that the moment, it's not about the result. It's about building the habit, like reinforcing that neuron pathway so that it sticks. So you don't have to, like, everything you do then we can become autopilot. Would you agree? Like, all your life, like, everything you do, it's like an autopilot. But I'm going to go into that later on, how your brain really works. But anyway, so start with the little things that bring you joy. Because when you start to feel joy, you are coming from the place of being, right? So being, you're being joyful, you're being accomplished. So what does a person with a being accomplished feel like, right? What would that person do? It will start to have ideas. Ideas start to flow more. And then you have more of an idea what it is that you wanted to accomplish. So you start to rebuild and start to tweaking and refining the whatever it is that you're trying to create, okay? So number one, that's starting with the little things that you bring you joy. Okay, number two is focusing on you first. Like, sit with why you are having these triggers. A lot of the times we think that the more busy we are, the more productive we are, but that's not true. So when you're trying to keep yourself busy and like you're getting really like overwhelmed and you're trying to like push it and you're trying to get really busy, like you have to understand that you're just masking it. Like you're not sitting with it. You have no idea what is triggering it. So I say this with the relationship as well. Like if somebody is triggering something out of you, it's never about them. It's something has to do with you. You know, something inside of you, a pattern in the past, remember the familiar zone? It's like, okay, so if this person act this way, then I'm gonna act this way, right? So that's like, it's like a trigger zone. So when you understand that and I really sit with it, I know it's really uncomfortable, but if you sit with it, you go, okay, this is how I always act because of blah. But when you write everything down, you're transferring and you're no longer identifying that is you. So you are not a perfectionism. You are not this insecurity. You're writing it down. So you see it on a piece of paper as like a different identity. So that's not you. And then you can analyze it. You can go, okay, well, is that really true? Like, put it, like, really ask yourself, put it on trial, right? And then that's when you really can see that, you know, that's how you can actually move forward, because you're taking out the energy and making it into something that is more, you have more of a solution on, okay? Because you're like, okay, if this is not true, then how am I gonna fix it? Because you go, I'm gonna think in my head, no, because that little bugger is gonna like have a place to hide, right? Because that's where your problem is. You can't use the same place that came up with a problem to solve a solution. Does that make sense? And number three, which is the last one, so use your imagination. So I do believe that your imagination is like the biggest asset that we all have. And what it means is that, like, again, what I was saying to you, the reason why that we don't start anything is because we have no idea what it looks like. Okay, because we never use that brain, we never use that imagination to create what it is that, like, we don't sit on it, we don't dream on it, like, what is it? What would that website look like? You know, what it would be like? Like, what is the end result that I want to have? You know, what is the, hey, Steven, you know, what is the, you know, the end result? What does it look like, right? So then when you start to have that, you start to have this feeling, and then that's when you start to conjure, and your brain will start to go look for the solution. And I understand a lot of times when you have that, you get even more overwhelmed, okay? You get frustrated because you're like, oh my God, I don't know how. Because the moment when you say that you want something, your brain will automatically go, how? But that is later on. You have to sit with the what and the why first. Once you do that, the how will take care of itself. It sounds really, really cliche, but you can't just put a timing on it, okay? Because the moment you want something, it doesn't manifest straight away. You have to give it time. Everything takes gestation. There's like a gestation period. But if you don't trust the process, it doesn't come. So it's like when you're planting something, you know, you plant like corn, right? You're gonna just put like seed of corn in, and then the next minute you're like stomping on it and go, where's my corn, right? I want to eat it. You understand there's a gestation period. So don't, like, that's why they say, you know, just get started, right? Just get started, and then slowly things will get better. So when you just put something, like when you want to do something for, like for me, even like my website, that was a year ago, and then only now I'm starting to get it going. And the whole time I was like, you know, like, okay, I got this website now, then what? But if I never spend that money and start that website, then I would not have anything to work on, and it would not be in the back of my mind going, hey Maggie, you got this website to start, because you started, you got to finish it, okay? So you got to start, because the version number one, or the version 0.1, were always better than version 0.0, okay? And you can tweak it, and then that's how it gets better, and then becomes perfect. And perfect is only to your standard anyway, because there's always going to be somebody else that does a better job than you, okay? And you can't use that as an excuse for you not to start, because otherwise you'll be literally paralyzed. And you just, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you do that, the more it reinforces the fact that you're not good enough, the fact that, you know, you can't do it, right? So it reinforces that idea in your mind that got you stuck, okay? So you got to step out of it, but by stepping out of it, you can't jump like straight away like to something really big. You got to start something really, really small. So what it is that you never done every day before, and just just trying to master it, because at the end of the day, it is the habit, it is a way of thinking that gets you to do the actions that you do. So if you are stuck with the action, you've got to look again in your thinking, because that thinking is driving force. It's the operating system, you know, that why it doesn't work, right? Why you're not doing the actions that you do. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I do have a group that, you know, I share a lot more of this. And if you guys are looking to be in it, I share more in detail of, you know, how it really works, because that's where you got to start from the being to the doing, not the doing straight away, because it doesn't work. Then I would love to add you in and share with you guys. But have an amazing night, guys. Thank you so much for watching. And if you're watching this replay, I appreciate you. I know some of you are watching and don't say hi, but that's okay as well. I still appreciate you. And for the people that never heard of me before and hearing me now, I appreciate you guys all. Mwah! Have a great night, and see you tomorrow. Bye.